Peel Medical and Wellness Spa on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
On the show tonight, we are talking about toes. We're talking about feet, and not only just making sure that our feet look fantastic, but also that they feel fantastic as well. And here from Heal Medical and Wellness Spa, I have Oliver. Hello, Oliver.
Hi there.
Particularly at this time of year, suddenly you realise you're going to put flip-flops and sandals on, and if you look down, you haven't really thought about them for the past few months. You could be in for a real surprise, couldn't you?
Some shockers.
Yeah.
We need to get everybody summer ready.
Okay.
Get their feet looking tip-top and ready for the beach.
Beautiful toes. Let's talk about that then. One question that you already answered to me. I asked you, what's the difference between a chiropodist and a podiatrist?
Okay. So the first thing is it's not chiropody, it's chiropody.
I've been saying that wrong my whole life.
Everybody does.
Chiropodist. Okay. Chiropodist, podiatrist.
Yes.
What's the difference?
To cut a very long story short, chiropody has only been used in the UK. It's been around a very, very long time, since the turn of the 19th century. So it's a very old profession. When we were protecting the titles, as we did with physiotherapy and speech and language therapy, we decided to fall in line with the rest of Europe and the rest of the world who use the term podiatry. So podiatry, someone's going to correct me that this is wrong now, but podiatry is Latin and chiropody is Greek.
They're the same thing, really. It's just different terminology.
Yeah. So if someone tells you they're a chiropodist or someone tells them they're a podiatrist, that means that they have to be registered and they're qualified.
There's a mixture of things that you do at Heal. Just quickly remind us whereabouts Heal Medical Wellness Spa is.
So we live on Montpellier Gardens, just near the Crown roundabout.
Gorgeous part of Harrogate to be
beautiful.
Based in.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we're very, very lucky. We've got some beautiful views from where we are. And we've only been there for about 3 or 4 months. We moved not long ago. So we were foot first podiatry and physiotherapy. And now we're Heal Medical and Wellness Spa, which reflected the change in services that we include and the philosophies that we now have as a new business.
Now, when it comes to feet, which is what we're talking about today, it's not just about making your feet look great. What are some of the things that you deal with on a regular basis? What are common foot problems that people have?
Oh, the list is endless. I can see anywhere between 10 and 20 patients a day, and every patient can come in with a different issue, and it can go anything from ingrown toenails to biomechanical issues. So that's the way people are walking and they're getting pain in their feet. We get ganglion, cysts, bursas. There's no end to the problems that people get.
Are you immune to gross feet now?
Very, very rarely. Very, very, very rarely do I see something that makes me feel like that. I'm pretty immune to most things these days. It's a bit like being a car mechanic. It's a part of a body that I deal with day in, day out, and I just see the structure. I see the actual mechanics of it. I don't see it in any other way. There was a cultural shift about 5 years ago where suddenly nails became very popular and have continued to grow and become increasingly more popular. It's become a staple for people now to go and have manicures and pedicures on a fairly regular basis. And what they're going for is not necessarily the medical side of things, but the beautifications. But the problem was that in the beauty industry, although there are some very good people out there doing very good work, there are lots of people out there that don't comply to very strict hygiene controls and standards. And that's because they don't have to. There is no legislation in beauty that requires them to do anything to a minimum standard. So what we very quickly realised was that our patients were coming to see me. I was doing everything I could do to protect them. They were then crossing the road and going to certain to beauticians, and all my good work was being undone in one fell swoop. And we suddenly realised that we could safeguard our clients by providing those services. So we brought them in-house, we employed beauticians and nail technicians, and it allowed us to ensure that we put structures and procedures in place that meant that even when they were having the beauty side done, they were still having a safe treatment and something that was going to protect them from infections and various other problems. It means that they can come in one session, they can see multiple practitioners for multiple things, not just feet and nails, but we have sports masseuses, hairdressing, we have beauticians, so they can come have it all done and then go home feeling absolutely wonderful.
What would somebody expect from a pedicure? What would be different if I came for a pedicure at Heel than if I went to a beautician's that didn't have to sort of comply with anything?
We do medical pedicures, so you see a podiatrist as opposed to a beautician in the initial
or
setting.
Or a chiropodist.
Or a chiropodist. Uh-huh. Good use of the word. And that means that you're seeing somebody who's medically trained that can do things that beauticians can't. We use blades when we're removing callus and corns.
So that's rather than sort of sanding it off, as people would do.
Yes.
It's actually cut off.
Yes, but essentially, wow. There's no pain involved because it's the epidermis, which has no nerve sensation. So you'll feel the podiatrist scratching away and doing various things. Most people find it very therapeutic.
I could see that.
Afterwards, you see them wiggling their toes because their skin's suddenly free and feels lighter and more flexible. But the other thing is, while we're in that treatment, we're assessing the foot always. We're looking at the condition of the nails. We're looking at the condition of the skin. Where often patients in a conversation will start to highlight that they've had certain symptoms that they don't even realise are symptoms. We do that service first, and then they would go to one of our beauticians and they would have the beautification sites. That's when they would have them filed and polished and tidied up and made to look and feel pretty.
Go out feeling $1 million, as they say.
Hopefully, if we're doing our job properly.
Now, Oliver, if people want to come and see you at Heel, what's the best place for them to... Where should they go and how should they get in touch with you?
Well, we have a website, healspa.co.uk, and that's Heel as in H-E-A-L, healing, not Heel as in H-E-E-L.
We have been talking about foot. Heel as in heal and get better.
Yes.
That sort of heel.
And we also have a landline that they can contact, which is 01423 560049. We're on Montpellier Gardens, so the doors are always open. We're open Tuesday to Saturday, 8 till 8. So they can pop in anytime and say hi and have a look around, and we're always there to talk to people if they have any questions.
Fantastic. Oliver, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Heel Medical and Wellness Spa on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.